In Broward County, Florida, just north of Miami, there is only one verified super centenarian, someone over 110 years old. Her name is Maisie Ford. She is 111 and a half, and she spends a lot of her time making beanies for babies. WLRN's Katie Switalski paid her a visit.
When I first walked through the door to Maisie Ford's beach condo, she's wearing a blonde wig, some blue eyeshadow, and a pink blouse with a butterfly brooch. She tells me I'll never catch her without her pink lipstick on.
Grandchildren, four. Great-grandchildren, I have five. They call me Nana.
Maisie Ford is the oldest verified living person in Broward County and the second oldest in all of Florida. That places her as the 12th oldest super centenarian in the country. She had the energy to sit and talk with me for nearly 3 hours straight on a bright and clear Saturday afternoon.
Do you watch Dancing with the Stars? Does he look familiar? Here he is.
She jumps up and grabs her walker to move quickly across the room. She shows me a picture of Derek Huff with his arm around her on her 109th birthday. Like many South Floridians, Maisie started coming to Broward County as a snowbird. Each winter, she and her first husband, Harry, would leave Philadelphia for South Florida's beaches. Maisie's daughter, Joanne Levinson, called her one day in 1967. She asked her mom to spend the winter at what was then a new development called the Hemispheres. Joanne remembers Maisie passing the phone to her dad.
She said he wouldn't say no to me, and that's how they got their first apartment in this building.
Maisie still lives here in the same condo independently, though a nurse helps her now. Independence has always been important to her. She got married in the early 1920s, shortly after women got the right to vote. She was 16.
Oh, when my husband asked me to marry him, I said, only if you buy me a car.
By the time Maisie had moved to Florida for good, she was a widow who had just remarried.
I played a lot of golf. I played a lot of bridge. And I had my own car.
Though she can't play golf anymore, she still loves her bridge and her mahjong. And her daughter Joanne comes over almost every day. The good genes run in the family. Joanne just turned 90.
She was always a sharp lady, an excellent bridge player, a terrific mahjong player.
And really artistic. For her 100th birthday, as a party favor for her guests, Maisie made small wire butterflies with hundreds of tiny pink beads by hand.
Mother made for each place card at her dinner. She's been a butterfly lady.
When she got bored with beading, Maisie moved on to knitting. She started with blanket squares for the nonprofit Warm Up America. Now she's been knitting and delivering hats for newborn babies at Memorial Regional Hospital in Hollywood, Florida, every month. It's the only time she leaves her condo. The hats are how Maisie met Marla Oxenhandler. Marla used to work at the hospital.
She used to just bring them and drop them off at security, and it didn't make her feel that good because she didn't see where they were going.
So Marla started taking Maisie to visit the families who received her hats. Maisie holds up a pink, yellow, and green hat with a big yellow pom-pom on top. It's filled with tissue paper to keep its form.
I try to invent combinations. I think this is pretty. I do enjoy every bit of what I'm doing.
Joanne helps knit the hats. Not as many as her mom, though.
It keeps her interested. It keeps her mind active. It gets her out with people, so she's not just confined to the apartment all the time. These things have kept her going. I hope it keeps me going.
90-year-old Joanne and her 111-year-old mother used to knit at least 50 hats a month. But they've slowed down a little.
Because I can't work as fast and she doesn't work as fast.
Can you imagine she doesn't work as fast at 111 and a half?
Maisie Ford is already planning ahead for her 112th birthday on June 28th, 2018. She hopes to have a quiet dinner at her favorite restaurant on the first floor of her condo with Joanne and Marla. For Here and Now, I'm Katie Switalski.
Good for her. And by the way, we're keeping an eye on the weather on this Christmas Day. There were blizzard conditions in parts of New England, heavy lake effect snow in the Great Lakes, Steamboat Springs, Colorado, digging out from 15 inches of snow. Not a white Christmas in Death Valley. Sunny today with a high of 73. Key West, Florida, even warmer, a high of 78.